Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 12, The Devotee, Part 1, Sadhu Bhushana. A person in Krishna consciousness who is fully devoted to the transcendental loving service of the Lord develops all the godly qualities of the demigods. There are many such divine qualities, but Lord Chaitanya describes only some of them to Sanatana Goswami. A devotee of the Lord is always kind to everyone, and he or she does not pick quarrels. One's interest is in the essence of life, which is spiritual. The devotee is equal to everyone, and no one can find any fault in the devotee. The magnanimous mind of the devotee is always fresh and clean and devoid of material obsessions. The devotee is a benefactor to all living entities and is peaceful and always surrendered to Krishna. The devotee has no material desires. The devotee is very humble and fixed in one's purpose. The devotee is victorious over the six material qualities, such as lust and anger, and the devotee does not eat more than one needs. The devotee is always sane and respectful to others, but the devotee does not require respect for oneself. The devotee is grave, merciful, friendly, poetic, expert, and silent. There is also a description of the devotee of the Lord in the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam by Lord Kapila to his mother Devahuti, wherein the devotee is said to be always tolerant and merciful, a friend to all living entities. He or she has no enemies, and one is peaceful and possesses all good qualities. So, these are but a few of the characteristics of a person in Krishna consciousness. It is also said in Srimad Bhagavatam, Mahat Sevang Dwaram Ahur Vimuktes Tamo Dwaram Yoshitang Sangi Sangam Mahantaste Samachitta Prashanta Vimanyava Suvrida Sadavo Ye. If one gets the opportunity to serve a great soul, a Maha-Atma, then one's path to liberation is open. However, those who are attached to materialistic persons are on the path of darkness. Those who are actually holy are transcendental, composed, peaceful, friendly to all living entities, and never subject to anger. For simply by association with such holy men, one can become a Krishna-conscious devotee. Indeed, to develop love of Godhead, the association of holy devotees is needed. The path of advancement in spiritual life opens for anyone who comes in contact with a holy man, and by following the path of the devotee, one is sure to develop Krishna consciousness in full devotional service. In the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Vasudeva, the father of Krishna, asks Narada Muni about the welfare of all living entities, and in reply, Narada Muni quotes a passage from Maharaj Nimi's discussion with the 9 Yogindra sages. King Nimi thus said, Ata atyantikam kshemam prichchamo bhavato anaga sansaresmin kshanardo pi satsanga sevadhir nrenam. O holy sages, I am just trying to find the path of well-being for all living entities. For a moment of association with holy men is the most valuable thing in life, for that moment opens the path of advancement in one's spiritual life. This is also confirmed elsewhere in the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam with words spoken by Kapila Deva to his mother Devahuti. Satang prasangam mama virya sanvido bhavanti rit karna rasayana katha tad joshanad ashu apavarga vartmani sraddha ratir bhaktir anukramishyati. By associating with holy persons and discussing transcendental subject matters with them, one becomes convinced of the value of spiritual life. Very soon, hearing of Krishna becomes pleasing to the ear and begins to satisfy one's heart. And after receiving such spiritual messages from holy persons or pure devotees, if one tries to apply them in one's own life, then the path of Krishna consciousness naturally develops in faith, attachment, and devotional service. Thus ends Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 12, The Devotee, Part 1, Sadhu Bhushana, recorded July 31st, 2021, by Nirankara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Kadachit kalindi tata vipina sangeetaka ravo mudabiri nari vadana kamala swada madupa rama shambhu brahma marapati ganesarchita paddo Jagannath Swami Nayana Pathagami Bhavatu Me. Jagannath Swami Nayana Pathagami Bhavatu Me.
Sometimes in great happiness, Lord Jagannath makes a loud concert with his flute within the groves on the banks of the Yamuna. Jagannath is like a bumblebee tasting the beautiful lotus-like faces of the gopi cowherder damsels of Raja, and great personalities such as Lakshmi, Shiva, Brahma, Indra, and Ganesh worship Jagannath's lotus feet. May that Jagannath Swami be the object of my vision.